Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski with Talking Cars live at Sebring International Raceway. I'm standing right next to Chuck. Give me a handshake. There you go. Here's the microphone right here. Chuck, we had a chance a little bit earlier. Now, in only less than 15 minutes, you're going to be on the track.
We're going back out.
You're going back out. Yeah. Now, you yourself were telling me earlier you were racing with another top team, and yet the Radical, you said, presented you an extreme opportunity. Can we ask you what that was again financially?
Well, if I can run a full season, the Radical, seven full races, same cost I can run one race the other series. So.
I like the way you say that, the other series.
Right, exactly.
Other series. But you also said something even more interesting. You actually said you had your wife in this car, and you would let her drive it.
I haven't had her in the car, but I would let her drive this, but I wouldn't let her drive any of the other cars that I have raced in the past because it's just too difficult to handle. Anybody could walk into an SR3 and drive it pretty well right out of the gate and have a great car.
And you yourself, where are you based? Where do you live?
Orlando.
Orlando. So you're not far from
No, this is my home track here.
All right, so let's do a shout-out to Darren Thomas and Jackie Ray and Shane Lewis at Palm Beach International Raceway over there. Hey, guys. How you doing? Coming to it. And then back here to Talking Cars Live. Now, let's see where you're lining up here. Oh, my gosh, it looks like you're in the number one spot.
Oh, look at that.
What happened?
I must have got lucky. I probably cut off half the track. That's the shortcut that I found.
I see. When we were down recently with Bobby Unser, L. Unser, everybody was down at the track. They were saying how they used to cheat on the yellow flashing light, go into the pit crew, come back out, and jump a car.
Absolutely. Cheating is racing. That's just part of it.
Well, let me tell you something. Tom Drury was just on a show from Radical UK, and he always said a gentleman's sport.
Absolutely.
And you yourself, a gleaming example, all the way down to Sam, is it Spencer Brockman?
Yeah.
16 years old.
Yeah, young guy.
16.
Yeah, young guys are fast, too. You got to be careful with them.
And he was just saying, you know, I'm thinking about college. I want to get my college degree. He actually said I'm considering a junior college and maybe even taking some time off so I can see exactly what I want to do with my automotive background and enthusiasm. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
16.
Yeah, you can do that. Go for it.
Yeah, doesn't get any better than that. So right now, we're not going to go back into the cliches, what you're thinking about. What kind of suit are you wearing, and is it one of those where it's pumped in HVAC, or how do you keep cool on a race like this?
It's pretty simple. If you go 160 miles an hour, it's pretty good natural AC in an open cockpit car.
So it works.
We don't have any cooling yet.
Okay, so it works. Okay. Well, we see all these elaborate suits out there, and these people are spending $5,000 to $10,000 on a suit, and then we see them a couple of weeks later. They have the suit off, and they're back to the plane cockpit.
Yeah, exactly. This works just fine. The open cockpit, you don't really need that stuff.
Now, as far as your safety equipment, we saw that there was a little bit of a crash yesterday. What kind of a safety equipment do you have in your car?
Well, we're all required to have on devices for our neck, head and neck restraints, and then, you know, halo seats are options for the cars to be all close to the full seat that happen in the cars. And then, of course, there's six-point harness.
And do you have any sponsors on this race?
No, just RotarySwing.com is my business.
And what is it called again?
RotarySwing.com.
What's Rotary Swing?
It's one of the largest golf instruction membership sites on the planet.
RotarySwing.com.
Yeah, we've got about 300,000 members.
RotarySwing.com.
That's it.
Okay, and what do you get from a membership?
Going out?
I'm going out, brother.
$20 a month.
$20 a month. What do you get?
You get access to our proprietary online teaching methodology based on biomechanics, physics, and anatomy. So it's a scientific, fact-based approach to learning the golf swing instead of just a bunch of random tips.
RotarySwing.com. We learned something. I see a new show coming up. RotarySwing.com. All right. We're coming back around. We're getting ready. We're going to find our young man here as we come back out. Best of luck today with Lewis Cardero. All the best. All ready? You're ready to jump in your car?
Almost.
What are they working on right now?
We got a problem with either the starter or the battery. We're not sure yet.
So we're going to jump start it?
No. We got to get it fixed before I get out there.
We're going to push start it.
No. We got to get it fixed.
We're going to get it fixed. So right now, we're going to let you be. Now we got stuff to do. Great luck to you today.
Thank you.
Okay. Going back around. We got Francesco Davila right here. We looks like we got a little problem. We got a car that won't start. What happened 15 minutes before the race? What happened?
Well, right now that car is just, we're just letting it cool off because when it gets really hot, a different electrical system starts to slow down, and that's what we're doing. We got the fans on it. We're cooling it down. That way, then everything can work properly. It'll be fine. It'll fire back up once it cools, and then.
How long will it take to cool off? 10, 15 minutes?
We got the fans on it, so about 5 minutes, and then we'll start her back up. Once the air gets flowing through the system when he's on track, then he'll be fine.
Best of luck. We'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, man.
All right. We're coming back around. Drivers are in their cars. Joe the own here, and we're watching the Lewis Cordero car. We just met with Francisco Dalla here. Joey, this is, I think this is your first race here. I see Antoine Camot. See if I can grab him real quick. And we're trying to make sure everybody's okay. How's the car doing?
Pretty good. We're just finishing a few things.
And what do we have this line right here, Antoine? What are we looking
at? This is for alignment.
This is Antoine Camot. Let's see. Everybody's talking about you today. They go, I got to beat that guy.
Yeah.
So we're right here. So to go through it, what is this piece of string you have on your car?
So that's just to align the car. Just like they would do on any regular car. The wheels are at the right angle,
so is that what's called a camber?
Yeah, that's one of the adjustments. There's a camber, a caster, and the toe. And right now, they're trying to get everything ready after the race.
So you're trying to tell me with a 16th or an eighth of an inch, it's a big difference?
Oh, yeah, it's huge because if it stops even by 1 degree, the car's going to drive through a different direction. So it will completely mess up the end link. That's why the guys have those staying wires, the all-purpose side of the alignment.
So we're trying not to get in the way of everybody here in the number 10 car. Did I say that right?
Yep, exactly.
And this is the SR3 RSX. This is the big boy.
Yeah, the 1300.
The 1300. Absolutely beautiful. We can't wish you all the best and be safe.
All right.
Good job. Okay, we're coming back around, trying to get that car cooled off right now at Lewis Cordero. Francesco Davila. Looking at the statistics, saying they have fans on the car, want to make it cooled off. They are going to get the car cooled off, and as soon as the car cools off, they're going to start it up. So you're watching this live on TalkingCars.com at Sebring International with Joey Leone behind the camera. And let's see, did it start? We didn't hear it. It started. Yay! Okay. You're watching the cars pull out. There goes number 3983, and that's Robert Burgess from Canada. The car's number 414, pulling out is Eric Wagner, and an RS3. That's time on 11 laps with 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The time to beat is Chuck Quinton with 7 laps at 2 minutes and 7 seconds. Right now, Francesco Davila, right here. Where is he? There he is, right here. The owner of Team Stradale.
Do it on the grid, buddy. You need to get down to the grid.
And Tom Drewer telling everybody, let's go. So we're going to get in the back of the van. We're going to go live. That's okay. Go, go, go. Go ahead. I can't see. And we are actually in the back of Team Stradale coming up right behind us in the 444 car. Lewis Cordero. What an exciting time for Talking Cars on its pilot show at Sebring International. Hey, a special thanks to our friends at PBO, Palm, Porsche, BMW, and other cars. And you can see that Team Stradale right over that roll bar right there, TeamStradale.com. And these cars are just inches, millimeters off of the asphalt. We're going to be right. Listen to the rumble with the roar. If you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to TalkingCars.com and watch this live. You can also call in the show at 909-202-8714. And we're going to get right on the track. Thank you. see these cars lining up. We are literally running onto the racetrack, onto the grid. Joey Leone with the camera. 16 cars lining up. And that's right, it's a little windy out here. Francesco Davila running up to Team Cordero in the 444 car. Coming up right behind us in T21. Let's go down the list. Can we go over there? Let's be up here in front. Take a walk down, and we're going to go through the list. Okay. Antoine Camo. You ready? In the number 112 car, Chuck Quinton. Coming up shortly. They're looking for Ari Strauss. Spencer Brockman in a number 3 car. Let's walk right up to him. But here these cars got the umbrella very hot out here. Coming up after that, number 10 car, Antoine Camayo. When I say this, but Antoine, everybody's coming for Antoine. Antoine right now. Good luck, Antoine. In the number 63 car, J.C. Robillard. Got the umbrella going. Good luck. Good luck, Joe. Coming right up after that. In the number 3983 car.
Why do you get them close up to their helmet in the front?
Okay. Let's get up right inside of that number 12. Being brought to you by Team Radical, RadicalSportsCars.com. Coming up in the Monticello car, Spencer Brockman, number 91, 16 years old. Number 10, Antoine Camo. Team Radical, Team Stradale.
He's our last year's champion.
Here today at the Palm Beach Porsche, BMW, and other cars race. Number 6.
Robert is the Canadian dealer for Radical.
And Robert has a new dealership opening up in Western Canada, if I remember correctly. And here's one of our friends.
Jim Booth.
Jim Booth from Charlotte, North Carolina. Did I say that right, Charlotte? There he goes. Hey, Jim. Good to see you. Coming up to number 67 right here, Bruce McIntyre. Bruce is here, way to go here. Number 414. It's Eric Wagner. Qualcomm, Petronas, Cintium, all the sponsors here today, BlackBerry, and, of course, Team Stradale. Good luck. Coming up on the 121, Jared Elwinger, that beautiful Trump Made America Great Again. So here's the official Trump card. No, it's not. No, it's not. Great luck to you today. Be safe. Number 444, coming around the corner. Luis Cordell, the car was running a little hot. Francesco, real quick, how did you get that car for our audience out there? How did you get that car cooled off so quick?
We got the fans on it, and it got down to temperature. So right now,
and what was the temperature it had to be at?
Around 70 degrees Celsius. So we're right there. It's a nice warm day in Florida. So, you know, we're used to Chicago weather. Everything runs a lot colder there. So we had to make a little modification, but we're all good now.
We'll be right back with Talking Cars. Okay.
Factor, that number 45 car, all plugged in, sitting here on the right side drive car from RK Engine. The 842 car, here she is, the only female driver in the race, the car to beat today. To the 842 car, Dunlop, one of the sponsors, Wisco, right on the hood. Let's take a look at it there. One of the only females in the race, which are all the best. You should be leading at least 10 with the laps today. All the best. Back over to the radical of a 5-7 car. Already there. 14th best time was 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Good luck
there. The new driver to radical this year.
And we always say, last but not least, number 738, Richard Thomas.
Interesting story with Richard. He's starting from the back here, so watch out for him because he's going to be plowing through the field trying to make it up to the top to battle Antoine there. Good luck, Richard.
That's what we're hearing today. What a race. Live on Talking Cars and TeamStradale.com. The races are getting ready. Just a few minutes left to go. Jim Martin will be the announcer today up in the tower. Shout out to Jim. Here and all of our friends at Talking Cars. You can watch us live every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or whatever time the race is. But tune in anytime, 24/7. You can watch Talking Cars and on the weekends, Talking Racetracks. See some great races like the Radical, our friends at Team Stradale, our friends at Autobahn, Road America, Laguna Seca, Sebring International Raceway. We're there for you. Tune in to Talking Cars. Get back to the race.
Only have a 3-minute call any minute now. The Chief Steward over there in the green top is going to hold up like the 3-minute sign. That's the sign that the drivers know that they got about 3 minutes to go. And to make any final adjustments, that's why there's a team member at each of the cars.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Right now, waiting again. 10-minute call.
I've interviewed him, we talked to him. I'm still trying to get over the fact that 15
traffic. Pro as a parent, let their son or daughter that can drive a vehicle among international race stars is full of common sense. Belichick's articulate. He's very demure. And his first thing is, well, I'm going to do the best I can at the safest speed I can. It was amazing. Safest speed I can.
Well, I mean, you get into racing at a young age. I myself started in cars at 8 years old. I got into my first real car at 15, just like him. And it makes you grow up pretty fast. So you do find that the maturity level among racers, especially when it's a family-oriented sport like this, they do grow up fast because
Spencer's father wasn't racing.
Correct. And you do have, it's a big responsibility. I mean, you're driving a machine that, you know, it's up there in price. There's our 3 minute call right now.
We're gonna have Joey Leone. Thank you, Francesco. We're gonna have Joey Leone go behind these cars. We're getting ready. The teams are coming off. The four teams are coming back. Go down the list backwards. There's your walking by. Starting from the back of the court. Richard Thomas, number 78 car, 16, ready to bowl. Anair Dyer at number 842. Katrina Karolova. 444. Jared Elwinger.
Talking Cars, new show, Talking Racetrack, brought to you by